The word choice mistakes you see vary a lot from one context to the next. Comments on a YouTube video might have really basic wrong word problems like then in place of than. But in a professionally edited bestseller, the wrong words that slip in are often a little trickier, like the typo in an early print run of the Da Vinci Code that said that someone dispersed money but spelled it D-I-S-P-E-R-S-E instead of D-I-S-B-U-R-S-E. In my editing work, the wrong word errors I see are the ones that come right in the middle of this range. The publications I do copy editing work for attract some very good writers, but they also use a lot of writers whose skills are just south of what you'd call professional. So the wrong word mistakes they make are right in the middle, not too basic, not too advanced. And these mistakes sit right on the line that divides the professional writers from the amateurs. One of the most common wrong word errors I see among writers at this level involves the word peak. People often say that something piqued their interest. It's a common expression. But unfortunately, many people know it only from speech and either never saw it in writing or never paid attention if they did. As a result, they spell peak P-E-A-K. That's the wrong word. The one you want if you're talking about piquing someone's interest or curiosity is spelled P-I-Q-U-E. Interestingly, the dictionary definition of P-I-Q-U-E isn't quite what I expected. Webster's New World College Dictionary says that it is, first and foremost, a noun meaning resentment at being slighted or disdained, ruffled pride, or a fit of displeasure. I've never heard it used that way, as in, I'm experiencing some serious pique here. Webster's second definition of P-I-Q-U-E, as you may have guessed, is a verb. But it, too, has a negative connotation I don't hear in common use. This definition is to arouse resentment in, as by slighting, to ruffle the pride of. Again, that was a new one on me. Finally, Webster's last definition of pique, P-I-Q-U-E, is the most familiar and the one that so many people confuse. It is simply to arouse or provoke. So when you pique someone's interest, you arouse their interest. And just remember, lest you pique the kind of interest you really don't want, always spell that P-I-Q-U-E and never P-E-A-K.